It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. It's a new day and a new beginning. That was the message from the California High-Speed Rail Authority members who unveiled an updated business plan. But some people still describe the new cost estimates as sticker shock. Jenny O'Mara reports from Sacramento.
The new estimates show a cost of nearly $100 billion, more than double the original price tag, for the train that would eventually run from Los Angeles-Anaheim to the San Francisco Bay Area. High-Speed Rail Authority member Dan Richard says alternatives could be more expensive.
Those investments in mobility, if we don't do high-speed rail, would require new airport gates, new airport runways, new roads. They could cost up to $170 billion over the same time period.
The High Speed Rail Authority says it is committed to starting construction in the Central Valley late next year. Board members say their plans also include working with existing regional rail lines. Critics include GOP Senator Doug LaMalfa, who says he will introduce a bill to have voters decide if they wish to continue with the project. At the state capitol, I'm Jenny O'Mara.
At least a dozen of the 70 California state parks set to close due to budget cuts may not shut down after all. And lawmakers and park advocates are pushing hard for that number to grow. Two assembly committees grilled the state parks department Tuesday about alternatives to closures. Democrat Jared Huffman says the state needs to be more creative than simply locking a park's gates.
In some cases, nonprofits can be the answer. In other cases, we got to find a way to take what is clearly high attendance that's not being captured in revenues and make some changes to make that work. But I am convinced that if we work creatively and collaboratively, we can keep every one of these parks open.
The state says it has lined up outside operators like nonprofits and private companies to keep at least a dozen parks open. The rest of the 70 are scheduled to close by July of next year. That's the update. I'm Mark Prell.